The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Sanctity of Human Life Day 2020. It is such a privilege to be able to come to you on such an important day. A sad day, a tragic day, as we do not celebrate. We commemorate the millions. We're not talking thousands, hundreds of thousands. We are talking about millions of babies that have died in abortion since Roe v. Wade was passed 47 years ago. Millions and millions. In fact, you may not know this. I think most of you do. Last year, abortion was the leading cause of death in the United States. 862,000 abortions just last year. It is estimated that since 1973, when Roe v. Wade was passed, 62 million babies have been aborted in America. Think about that. Let that sink in. 62 million babies have been aborted in America with the approval of the United States government. Well, because this is the day that that historic, sad, tragic court decision was passed down from the Supreme Court, it has been designated Sanctity of Life Day. And I'm very, very happy to report that President Trump, again, you may hate the man. Here is something you cannot deny. If you are pro-life, and why wouldn't you be? Why would you not be pro-life? It is undeniable that Donald Trump has been the most pro-life president of most of our lifetimes. It is true. It is just absolutely true. And whatever else you may not like about him, that is something that is undeniable. Today, he issued a proclamation on National Sanctity of Life Day. And I won't read all of it because it's lengthy, but let me read just some portions. It begins by saying, every person, the born and unborn, the poor, the downcast, the disabled, the infirm, and the elderly, has inherent value. Although each journey is different, no life is without worth or is inconsequential. The rights of all people must be defended. On National Sanctity of Human Life Day, our nation proudly and strongly reaffirms our commitment to protect the precious gift of life at every stage, from conception to natural death. That is a powerful statement from the President of the United States. He goes on and rejoices that the total number of abortions is declining and has been declining. But then he says, still, there is more to be done. And as president, I will continue to fight to protect the lives of the unborn. And then he goes into some of the laws that he has signed since he has been president. Let's see. Let me skip a couple of paragraphs. My administration is also building an international coalition to dispel the concept of abortion as a fundamental human right. We hear that all the time from the left. Abortion is a fundamental human right. Here we have the President of the United States saying, not just to people in America, but to people around the world, no, that is not true. He goes on. So far, 24 nations representing more than a billion people have joined this important cause. We oppose any projects that attempt to assert a global right to taxpayer-funded abortion on demand up to the moment of delivery, and we will never tire of defending innocent life at home or abroad. As a nation, we must remain steadfastly dedicated to the profound truth that all life is a gift from God, who endows every person with immeasurable worth and potential. Countless Americans are tireless defenders of life and champions for the vulnerable among us. We are grateful for those who support women experiencing unexpected pregnancies, those who provide healing to women who have had abortions, and those who welcome children into their homes through foster care and adoption. On National Sanctity of Human Life Day, we celebrate the wonderful gift of life and renew our resolve to build a culture where life is always revered. Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim January 22nd, 2020, as National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Today, I call on Congress to join me in protecting and defending the dignity of every human life, including those not yet born. I call on the American people to continue to care for women in unexpected pregnancies and to support adoption and foster care in a more meaningful way so every child can have a loving home. And finally, I ask every citizen of this great nation to listen to the sound of silence caused by a generation lost to us, and then to raise their voices for all affected by abortion, both seen and unseen. And it is signed by Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, one of the strongest statements concerning life of any president in American history. The President of the United States today is calling for every one of us to do something to fight abortion and to stand for life. The president is asking every one of us to step up and not just talk about it, but do something. That's what we're doing with Heartbeat International. We are we're about $3,500 away from our goal. On National Sanctity of Life Day, I would love to see us hit that goal. And my friend, my brother, my sister in Christ, this is a day of action. On this day many years ago, the Supreme Court of the United States doomed to death millions of unborn babies. And God has raised up Heartbeat International right here in our backyard, right here in Columbus, Ohio. And the Option Line. And this hour, 11 babies who would have been aborted will not be. 11 women who were abortion-minded, who had decided to abort, will change their minds because of Option Line right here in Columbus, Ohio. But they desperately need our support. They are not getting federal dollars. It's we who are pro-life, who stand for life, that must keep Option Line going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So I am asking you right now to call this number, 800-999-7408. On this National Sanctity of Life Day, let's make a change. Let's make a difference. Let's save babies' lives. On this day, as we weep with sorrow over the over 60 million babies that have died because of abortion, let's turn that around. Let's make a difference. Let's save lives. And we can do that. Every hour, it takes $75 to keep it up. I'm asking you to take at least 1 hour, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four, maybe five. I'm asking you to call 800-999-7408 right now. You pray about it. You give the gift that God lays on your heart. But this is the day. This is the day when Roe v. Wade was supposedly made legal. This is the day that you and I, we, the audience, can make a difference. This is the day that we can turn the tide, change lives, save lives. I'm asking you right now to call 800-999-7408. Would you do it? There would not be a better day on the calendar, not a better day in the year to save lives. 800-999-7408. I'm going to ask God for at least five people between now and the top of the hour. At least five. At least five. Would you be one of five? The amount, that's between you and God. But I am pleading with God right now to touch five of our listeners. To call 800-999-7408 and say, I'm not just going to talk about saving lives, I'm going to do something. 800-999-7408.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome to National Sanctity of Life Day on Bob Burney Live. I came across an amazing statistic. The more you study abortion, the more emotional you become, or at least you should. How can you think about the millions of babies that have been aborted without becoming emotional? However, something I say to you constantly. I say this constantly. The liberal left doesn't deal with facts, truth. They deal with emotions and hysteria. That's why, as I've been trying to encourage you to support Heartbeat International and the Option Line, I've tried to stay away from just raw emotion, although it's very emotional. By the way, Alan just called. 800-999-7408. Alan is first today. God bless you, Alan. Alan just called. 800-999-7408. We are on our way. I believe this is going to be a great day. Are we going to talk about other topics? Yes, there's a lot of things in the news we need to discuss. I am not going to spend the entire day, but I've got to share a couple things with you. Again, I've tried to stay away from just pure emotion. Hey, by the way, Donald just called. 800-999-7408. Donald just called. Donald, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Donald. God bless you. Thank you, Donald. 800-999-7408. All right, now listen. Please, please, please listen to me. You need to hear this. Whether you're going to give or not is irrelevant. You need to hear this. I've tried to stay away from just pure, raw emotion, although it's an emotional topic, and I've been trying to give you facts. Here's a fact that just blew my mind today. On average, you ready for this? On average, 98 unborn babies are aborted every single hour in America. 98 unborn babies are aborted every single hour in America. When I saw that, it took my breath away. First of all, the tragedy. Almost 100 babies every single hour aborted in America. That took my breath away. But here's what else took my breath away. Do you want to know the impact of the option line at Heartbeat International? Nationally, in this national tragedy? All right, you got the number? 98 babies aborted every single hour. On average, every single hour, 11 babies are saved through the option line. When I saw that, literally, it took my breath away. One ministry, one organization, Heartbeat International and the option line, one ministry is responsible for saving about one-tenth of all the babies aborted in America. I thought, my God, are you kidding me? And it's right here in Columbus. There are professional consultants right now here in Columbus at Heartbeat International answering the phones, answering chats online through social media right now. And tragically, sadly, this hour, there will be almost 100 babies killed through abortion across America. But through one ministry, almost one-tenth of those will be saved. Now, that's a fact. Does it make me emotional? Yeah, it really does. To think that you and I have the opportunity of partnering together with a ministry that is responsible for saving almost one-tenth of all the babies aborted in America. In addition, there are pregnancy centers all over the country that are doing great, wonderful work. But my point is, nobody is actually saving more babies' lives than Heartbeat. And that is a fact. And that's why I'm asking you right now to call 800-999-7408. Alan and Donald have called. I asked God for five. I'm looking for three more before now and when we come back after this top of the hour break. Today is Sanctity of Life Sunday, or not Sunday, day. Today is National Sanctity of Life Day. Today is the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Let's do something. Let's make a statement. Let's let people know that this audience doesn't just talk about life. They do something. They step up. They actually save babies' lives. Will you call right now, 800-999-7408, 800-999-7408.